Hi, podcasters. This is Andy Studna, Associate Editor for Applied Clinical Trials, and I'm here today with our Editor-in-Chief, Lisa Henderson. For today's episode, we are speaking with Ardi Ariyampour, Founder and CEO of Seekster.
So Ardi actually was on our sister publication, Pharmaceutical Commerce, their podcast a couple of months ago. And we do encourage our listeners to go to that podcast. We have the link in the description because Ardi gave a lot of his personal background, his journey and vision for Seekster. But today we're going to just dive more into pharma and clinical trials as well as Seekster. So thank you for joining us today, Ardi.
It's great to be here, Lisa and Andy. Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful podcast. Really looking forward to the discussion.
Thank you again, Ardi. So before we get into more of the specific clinical trial stuff, like Lisa mentioned in her part of the intro, your company Seekster has been around since 2016 and it went quote unquote live in 2018. So could you describe your experience launching a company and then going through establishing Seekster's presence through all the craziness of COVID the past few years?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. You know, before COVID, our technology was a nice to have. After COVID, it became a must have for pharma and CROs, and it's necessary to run decentralized and hybrid clinical trials. When I founded the company in 2016, we had a couple people that were maybe interested, but most folks didn't even want to talk to us. Investors wouldn't even take our calls. And so we said, we're going to just buckle down, try to build something. 2017, we got a couple few more calls after we had an MVP built and we were building for a year, year and a half in stealth. And then 2018, everything changed when Bill Gates actually called me up and invited me to speak with him and show him our platform at the time. And it was in very early stages. It was all around interoperability. And our first use case was actually within Alzheimer's disease. And that's why there was interest from Bill's side. From there, we got fast-tracked and connected to Boston University. And we were able to create and invent the Seekster Research Portal. And then in 2019, everything changed after that. Once the Seekster Research Portal had been deployed and we were out of stealth for a year, and Takeda Pharmaceuticals came knocking on our door. And that's when our pharma story, I guess, started. In 2020, we striked a corporate deal with Takeda and started working with, you know, McKinsey, Deloitte, Accenture, ZS Associates, PwC, you name it, every single type of management consulting company that was interested in applied clinical trials started calling us because they found out that this little startup called Seekster was working with pharma. Long story short there, we were able to build our Seekster operating system with pharma, which entails patient engagement, interoperability, as well as our decentralized trial engine. And our operating system really is not just for clinical trials and decentralized trials, but for healthcare in general, for digital health in general, because we're able to bring together both the patient and the trial and data to the sponsor. And COVID in 2021, in the middle of it, allowed us to do our Series A. And we have now some marquee pharma companies, not just Takeda, but others, as well as marquee clients in this space that are interested in deploying a patient registry for any clinical study or clinical trial. And our latest announcement as of just last month in April was with Salesforce. We're the first company to bring a decentralized trial product, our Seekster OS, to every single client that's using Salesforce's Health Cloud. We're very proud of the team and what we've accomplished in such a short 6.5 years with this journey.
So then becoming, as you say, in 2020, you started your pharma story. Clearly COVID did not negatively impact your pharma story. So we're good there, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, if anything, you know, so many different types of COVID screening use cases came to us. And at the same time, what COVID really did, I actually think we would probably be struggling if COVID wasn't around. It sucks I hated COVID. Everyone hated COVID. You know, we even had friends and family members that passed away due to COVID, unfortunately. You know, COVID cost us as just a human race millions of lives, right? Just, it was horrible. But I think if you look at the impact of COVID in a positive way, it allowed digital health to be accelerated by 10 years. And it allowed tech-enabled services to really do their work. And more importantly, it separated, I think, a lot of the vaporware with real software, with real use cases, and is because there's such a big need. People were not going to clinical trials. People were not going to work. People were not going to the grocery store. So how are you going to get data on participants into a trial? It's not like the drug discovery process stopped. If anything, we were more hungry for it.
Those are all good points. And I'm sorry for any of your losses during that time. I didn't mean to downplay COVID. You know, it was an all over negative trend, but to your point, negative happening, but to your point, it did foster some increases, which I think kind of leads into Andy's next question.
Thanks, Lisa. So have you seen any changes in regard to the pharma industry's acceptance and use of digital and data? And then to follow on that, are they as conservative as many people believe?
So pharma were theoretically interested in patient-centric real-world data and remote hybrid trials for many years. Decentralized trials actually have been around, Andy and Lisa, for a very long time. But COVID accelerated the paradigm shift. I think if you take a look at pre-March of 2020 to today, May of 2022, we've gone from a nice to have to a have to have, I would say. And then now in 2022, it's I need it yesterday. And I think pharma is actually really slow in adopting technologies, but there was an X factor here with COVID accelerating that paradigm shift. I've never seen actually enterprises of the size of some of these, you know, pharma companies actually try to not only bring in innovation, but execute on the innovation. And I think some do it better than others. Some know how to work with, you know, hot startups like Seekster better than others. And some know how to take advantage, actually, of technologies like Seekster in order to fast track the drug discovery process. Because I think at the end of the day, it takes collaboration, both from the innovation side in pharma and the pharma leaders to step up and say, hey, we need to look for technologies that can not only help the drug discovery and development process, but how do they help the patients? And this is where Seekster really shined, because when I founded the company in 2016, the whole mission, and still to this day, as of this morning, is putting the person, the patient, Andy and Lisa, at the center of their healthcare in order to disrupt all of their disparate data sources and data silos, from their electronic health records to their genomic DNA sequencing information to their sensor data, medical device data, social determinants of health data. How do you bring all that stuff together? And that's what Seekster is all about, seeking health data upon the individual's consented request and connecting that information in a secure, private manner so that pharma researchers can look at that via the consent of the individuals in a de-identified and tokenized manner. And it took a whole pandemic, as well as thousands, actually, of incredible people that are physicians, innovators, pharma leaders, to do this, as well as, let's not forget, the most important, patients. This is a platform that was built for patients by patients. It wasn't built by engineers. And I think this is where we've been able to differentiate with our Seekster operating system for decentralized trials, our Seekster operating system for patient registries and clinical studies.
Thanks, Artie. So now moving on to my next question, focusing specifically on clinical trials, can you share some actual use cases for us?
Yeah, so our operating system at Seekster accelerates patient onboarding, the consent process, and data collection across all phases of the trials, right? It doesn't matter if it's an observational study to a phase one to a phase four. For example, for outcomes research and analysis, the Seekster OS provides visibility into a patient's health data in real time. For health economics outcomes research or post-market surveillance, those two are very big use cases. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about rare disease, where we're the digital binder for both the patients and parents, as well as that sharing process that happens within the decentralized hybrid or clinical trial to share that data consented to the sponsor. Or if we're talking about, you know, a big oncology use case, right? Cancer, there's, you know, thousands of different trials on hundreds of different cancer types, and they're all very different. And having a longitudinal health record on patients with these sorts of chronic conditions is so vital to our survival as a human race, actually, to be honest with you. I really believe health data is medicine. And, you know, I've seen that firsthand with my own family and what the Seekster operating system has done for not just bringing health data in one place, but even care coordination and various different use cases.
The company just joined up with the Decentralized Trials and Research Alliance, the DTRA. So I just wanted to find out from you what Seekster's goals were in joining, how the experience has been. I mean, I guess like how you all in the alliance work together. And then what are your general observations around DCTs?
The DTRA, Decentralized Trials Research Alliance, is a great alliance if you're in the field of decentralized trials. It's been around for, I think, a year and a half or so. And we've known about it since day one of launch because we've known the founders, both Dr. Amir Kalali and Craig Lipsett there for quite some time. And they've known about Seekster for many years. And more importantly, I think we waited actually to join it this year and not at the beginning because we are really focused on really building out that Seekster OS in a robust way before we are going to start being part of any alliance memberships and things like that. They came to us and they were interested, obviously, in bringing Seekster and Seekster's OS to the members. And I think there's, I don't know, 100 plus different members within pharma, CRO, and various different companies that Seekster's technology and Seekster's OS can help benefit the patient-centric research that a lot of those entities are looking towards. And as the pioneer at Seekster in patient-centric interoperability, we've always believed in patient-centric, patient-mediated research. DCTs are here now and are the future for more effective, faster, and less expensive, you know, clinical trials. And so we're really excited about that. And I think our Seekster OS couldn't be more timely for the DTERRA, Decentralized Trials Research Alliance members.
And then what is your personal vision of clinical research in the future?
What I really envision, because of the experience that we're getting firsthand, I think it's such a great perspective. And we're in the driver's seat in a car that most people just quite can't drive because they didn't create Seekster. You know, we created Seekster from thin air. It didn't exist. That's what's so cool about what we do. And so greater and faster connectivity and a more well-established ecosystem in which pharma, CROs, and tech companies work together with patients to further research and science is really the future. I've always been a firm believer of this. That's why I do this day in and day out, minute by minute. It is the most inspiring work. The reason being is quite simple. Working on interoperability within healthcare is the number one problem in the world. You couldn't be trying to solve a bigger problem. And then when you layer in the dynamics of pharma, clinical trials, and drug discovery processes and advancing medicine, and then, you know, getting patients to do better, getting patients healthier, getting caregivers more involved, getting just doing good by doing well, I think is the future. And you have to have a platform, or better yet, an operating system like the Seekster OS in order to fast track clinical research. And the future is here. The future is here with Seekster and Seekster OS. And if anyone is interested in deploying in 5 or less business days for their clinical studies, decentralized trials, hybrid studies for their patients, you know, contact us, you know, at info@seekster.com, or just go to our website, seekster.com, and someone on our team will be more than happy to take that phone call or meeting to show you a demo of how it actually works. This is not something that we're trying to build. We built it, and it's in its, you know, 15th version iteration. And, you know, we have to thank pharma and all the pharma leaders that have contributed to this platform and operating system.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Artie. You're definitely in the right place at the right time as far as healthcare interoperability goes. Definitely. So thank you so much for being on our podcast. Really appreciate you explaining everything to us.
Thank you so much. It was great being here with you, Lisa and Andy, and really appreciate Applied Clinical Trials getting the message out to the community.
Yes, thank you again, Artie. Appreciate it.